You know, we did not play well. We turned the ball over. We did not stop them on defense. And we gave up too many explosive plays. So, we got the bye week coming up. We've got a lot of things that we've got to look at and a lot of self-evaluation that we got to go through to get this thing turned around. No, I know the x-rays on his ankle were negative, but that's the extent of what I know.
Dennis, consider what was at stake in this game. Is this about as disappointing as a game as you've had since you've been
here? Well, it was certainly disappointing. Again, I thought we had a good week of work, but we did not play that well. We did not play that way today. So we obviously got some work that we got to get done over the course of the bye week. Yeah, that's not my concern right now.
You guys started off so well. What happened after that first drive? What changed for you guys offensively, especially?
Well, obviously we had I think it was a three and out there, which kind of got them a little bit of momentum. Then we began to have to chase some points a little bit, got a little bit out of rhythm of what we were trying to do. I thought they did a nice job defensively getting some pressure on the quarterback, we just didn't execute as well as we needed to after that first drive.
You've preached progress and also believe in the process. Do you think that maybe the team has lost faith in the process?
No, I don't think so. I think we got to continue to keep working. And again, we got a lot of things we got to look at this bye week and see what we can do to get better.
After a fairly encouraging game last week against Brady and a lot of players saying that the Dolphins do like to do some of the same things in terms of tempo, why do you think we weren't able to hang with that?
Yeah, it wasn't really the tempo. The tempo wasn't the issue. I think losing Kaluka, I think hurt us not having him in there because we had a few run fit issues on some of the things that they were doing. We didn't fit up exactly how we were supposed to, and I thought they did. They do a good job offensively, schematically, of trying to spread you out and make you have to make tackles in space, and we didn't do well enough at that today.
Could have been maybe a disconnected play calling to start off so strong and then just
lose
that
when you're able to go? We'll look at it. We'll look at all the issues and see where things went wrong. We obviously did not we didn't keep the momentum that we had early in the game, and defensively, we didn't do a good enough job of stopping them.
You talked about momentum coming into this game and confidence. This win would further that momentum and confidence. Do you feel like there's a possibility that the team would like be, I guess, deflated after a loss like this?
Well, certainly going to be disappointed. Certainly going to be frustrated. We obviously thought we'd play better than we did today, and we didn't. Well, we're gonna look at the things that we got to do during the bye week. We got a long flight going back, and we've got a week off to evaluate everything we're doing and see what we need to do moving forward to get better. Yeah, I'll have to go back and look at the tape and see exactly how he did. Off firsthand, he was okay.
At least a couple times, like three receivers bunched together against two defenders. So that disconnect between the play calling and players, or what happened on those guys?
Yeah, we were misaligned on a couple of those.
Is it at all frustrating that after week two, you had talked a lot about examining everything and trying to kind of fix problems there, and then you are basically back in the same place that maybe like whatever you guys were trying really didn't work?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously it didn't work in this game. We didn't perform well in this game.
Talk about momentum. That third and one play with Michael O'Wally and seemed like a big play. Why him? What went wrong in that play, do you think?
Well, I don't think we blocked him good enough up front. I mean, without looking at the tape, I'd have to look at it. I'm not sure exactly, where the breakdown occurred. But that's an area that we've got to improve in because we haven't been good enough on third and short.